Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Not to mention the Keystone Sports app and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. Dustin Hawkinsman and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. So much to talk about coming off of Whiteout Camp weekend. Four new commitments, a new decommitment, a couple interesting visits from committed players elsewhere. So we have a lot of ground to cover. One of the more action-packed weekends I can remember on the recruiting trail, and I think it looked like it was by design. So we'll get into all the ins and the outs. I've heard it called a roller coaster by several people. Somebody, Mike Gross from Lancaster Online, said it was a rut that Penn State was in on the recruiting front. So we'll get into all the different topics here and, of course, look at all four new commitments in the 2020 class. We're going to take a new look with fresh eyes at the 2020 class. So much movement, four decommitments in all so far. The face of the class has changed a lot, and especially this past weekend. So we're just going to get back and look at the class and what its upside is, who's still in it, who could come aboard later, and we'll round things out with Ask Greg, which I'm sure there's a lot of Penn State recruiting type questions in there. So as we mentioned, four new commitments. But at the same time, the decommitment of Derek Wingo, the four-star linebacker from Florida, brings the total to four in the class, and I think dampens the mood from an otherwise pretty good, solid weekend of recruiting. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing on the question.
Yeah, no, mouthful of water. No question. Yeah, that was not good timing on my part. Hey, I mean, look, it was a good weekend for Penn State, you know. They had over 100 kids on campus for, you know, a camp and for a visit weekend. And it was a little bit more intimate than the other camps that Penn State has. So this was really a chance for Penn State to work one-on-one with a lot of kids. And you saw a lot of the offers go out after the fact. And the reason for that was the coaching staff got to really drill down and dial in on what kids they wanted to see. And once they saw that they were able to do what, you know, what they wanted them to, they offered them on the spot. So, you're right. The decommitment was a bummer. Jordan Morant, the safety, committed elsewhere too, the kid from New Jersey. So, I mean, you hate to be negative about a weekend where you land this many kids, but at the same time, there's a lot of people out there wondering, why, you know, some of these kids didn't have more offers or why some of these kids are three stars, et cetera, et cetera. I guess to start with Wingo, the fact of the matter is Florida kids are never committed to you until they sign on the dotted line. And that's true for every kid in every state, but it's specifically true about Florida kids. We've talked about that a lot. Yeah. It tends to be, for whatever reason, Florida tends to be the leading state when it comes to the number of decommitments every single cycle. And it's just a problem that you can't really do anything about. Sometimes you're going to get a kid from Florida like a John Dunmore, and he's going to stay committed to you and never look around. Sometimes you're going to get kids from Florida who may be committed to you because Florida and Florida State, Miami, weren't looking at them. And then all of a sudden, those schools lose out on some of their top targets, and they change their mind. And then the kid says, all of a sudden, I got the chance to stay home. I'm going to do it. So you just got to keep pushing through those things, keep fighting through them. And I'm sure, you know, Jaywan Sider and Brent Pryor are disappointed to lose Derek Wingo. He's an extremely talented guy. I'm disappointed that I'll never get the time back from Christmas Day that we spent writing about that guy. But, you know, his presence on Christmas Day won't equal his presence on campus. So it goes. But, yeah, good weekend for Penn State. I'm not exactly sure where they are in the recruiting rankings now. I guess it really doesn't matter anymore, right? I mean, the rankings are so useless in a way because it's decommitments and commitments so often that you might as well just wait it out until probably now it's probably a halfway decent time to look with the dead period underway. Number 19, 247 Sports Composite.
So it could be better, could be worse. So let's focus on the glass half full. As you mentioned, Whiteout Camp weekend, a really good opportunity, even if you get away from the commitment talk and just talk about the relationship building with some of these other guys. But the four commitments came in sort of one after another. Jair Brown, three-star defensive back, looked like he played mostly corner at Lackawanna College. Looks to me at 6 feet, a little over 200 pounds, to be more of a safety type. Jaden Dotton, four-star wide receiver from Connecticut. Fatorum Mulba from Susquehanna Township. One of these guys, late offer, not a lengthy offer sheet, but came in, made an impact at Penn State camp. What was that, about a week or so ago? And ended up committing pretty short order. He's a three-star defensive tackle. And Kosiah Izzard from Dematha Catholic, who's been one of the top targets on the board for quite a while. He's a four-star defensive tackle. I mean, plays defensive end, looks more like a defensive tackle as well. So a pretty good little haul. What were your thoughts as you take this group of four specifically and look at what they mean to the 2020 class and, you know, who's got you excited in that group?
Yeah, Izzard was the one that caught me off guard. I think we could assume that Penn State was a leader there going into the weekend. I didn't see him being a guy that would commit during his official visit. So that was a big deal to get him not only on campus, but then to get his commitment. Penn State's had a lot of success with Maryland guys and specifically to Dematha Catholic guys. He's just the latest one in that line of kids that come up to Penn State. So good get there. I think he's a stud. I think Mulba is a little bit underrated. I was impressed with what he was able to do during Penn State's camp. I know it's not in pads. I know it's not, you know, he's not facing necessarily all Big Ten competition during that, but he's raw, just incredibly raw. But he has the body that you just – you see why coaches get excited about a kid like that. So I think he's a great get. With Brown, I mean, I think we're going to talk about this a little bit later. Maybe we'll talk about it now. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, the question just becomes very simply, do you trust Lackawanna College and the endless run of junior college commits? I mean, that's now Anthony Wiggin, Jaquan Brisker, Brown, and Norval Black, the receiver. And at least Wiggin and Brisker had options elsewhere. Brown and Black, the two that committed in this class, receiver and corner, they had no other offers but from Penn State when Penn State decided to offer them. So I think that the Penn State staff has done enough to merit the respect, I guess, that if they decide a kid's good enough for an offer, and he's normally then typically going to be good enough for an offer. And if you watch Jared Parker at these camps, man, he's impressive. I mean, he is everywhere. So if he was working that closely with the wide receiver group and thought the kid was worthy of an offer, I'm sure that he is. The question just becomes, you know, how much does the jump from junior college to the Big Ten level, how big of a jump is that? And when should you expect these kids to be contributors? I think that's the biggest question. You know, it's easy to write and to say that, you know, these guys are playing at a higher level than high school players, and they are, but does that sometimes mean we expect too much of them too soon? And that's sort of the question we'll have to answer. I believe both those guys are going to arrive next spring. They could have an immediate impact on the Penn State team, or maybe not. But I guess the other thing I would say is it does seem to be easier to get junior college kids on the field sooner at positions other than offensive line. Yeah. So that shouldn't hurt either.
Now, you stole a lot of my same thoughts there. And
read your notes. So,
I did leave my laptop open last night. It was like midnight. I don't know how you got in or why, but bravo to you. We're talking recruiting for now, but it's never too early to think about the 2019 season as well. Training camp is coming soon. So is the season opener. And for just a handful of more days, gopsurv.com. Our friends there with Mark are still offering through the end of June for the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo. You buy an RV through them, you get one for the same weekend for free. So to buy one, get one free offer, there's never really been a better time to try out the GoPSURV.com lot. We like to call it the ultimate tailgating experience because it is the ultimate tailgating experience. You can come on Friday, you leave on Sunday, you tailgate before the game, you tailgate the day before, you get a ride to the stadium and back to the lot where you can pick up right where you left off with the tailgating, offering the buy one, get one free through the end of June. So you have limited time to act, but there's still plenty more to look into for the 2019 season. Check it all out at gopsurv.com, or you can call Mark directly, 1-800-519-8467, for this great deal and everything else they have to offer. So let's explore the Lackawanna College thing quick. I think what you said at the very end right there is key to all this, because You have Paris Palmer from a few years ago. Yep. You have Anthony Wigan, who, you know, I think if you are concerned about Anthony Wigan for the same reason that you saw Paris Palmer have some, I don't want to say missteps, but just some steps in his development you didn't see coming. Long guys, athletic guys, but still a little on the skinny side. Then you might be a little skeptical about Lackawanna College. And then, you know, Jaquan Brisker, we haven't seen him yet. There are some expectations. Right. There are some hopes. He looks like a good player, but we really have no idea. And I think that is what it comes down to, is we don't know what Lackawanna College can offer Penn State. But certainly it seems like Penn State staff, they wouldn't be making all these offers if they didn't respect what they're doing at Lackawanna College, which they seem to be doing a good job.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see players outside the offensive line. And then these two guys, as you mentioned, Jair Brown and Norval Black, who didn't have much attention at all anywhere else before Penn State came along. And we know, you know, whether it's JUCO guys or whether it's others, there are others who fit this same category. Penn State puts a lot of stock in what they see with their own eyes when they're on campus and they're there for these camps. That's testing. That's athletically. That's competitiveness. Mm-hmm. They really believe that in their own in-person evaluations. And I don't think we have reason to doubt that. So you can be a little leery about the three stars and guys who don't have offers anywhere else, but I can't really come up with a full list at the moment, but Penn State's done a pretty good job. Keaton Ellis is one of them.
Yep.
How about that for a name? He didn't have much going on before Penn State offered either, and look where he is now, probably a guy who's going to play as a true freshman.
Right, and again, I think that they've earned the respect as a staff that when they – you just said it – when they offer guys and they see them in person and that leads them to an offer, 9 times out of 10, that kid's pretty much going to be an impact player. Doesn't mean Penn State's going to land him. It doesn't guarantee a commitment, but what it does guarantee is that other schools are going to turn that kid's film on and say, what were we missing here? Or why didn't we go after this guy? And then sometimes they'll go after him. Excuse me. And sometimes in the case of Keaton Ellis, they'll just forget about it because the kid from State College isn't going to look anywhere but Penn State. And that might be true with Lackawanna as well. But they haven't landed every kid from Lackawanna. So, you know, I think it's can be 50-50 with that. But, you know, for the most part, I think it was a good weekend. I think that Penn State accomplished a lot, hosted a lot of good players. Fadil Diggs was there. He's committed elsewhere. There were a couple kids committed elsewhere on hand. And at the end of the dead period, you know, we'll see where things stand. We'll see if they get any more commitments. The opening's coming up, and that could be another chance to get a couple of guys because kids will want to announce during that event on TV. But after that, you know, it should be pretty quiet until July 24th. So we'll see where things stand coming out of the dead period, but they're in an okay place right now.
So we'll get into some of your observations from the Whiteout camp itself. I know you got a few thoughts on guys who are committed and guys who aren't. I also want to kind of run down through the four new commitments, what they bring to the table, and we'll get into the decommitment as well. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.